Welcome back to the February edition of my podcast. My name is Jodie and I help you become your best self through physical fitness, mental fitness, mindset, and energetics. I know this episode is a little bit late, but better late than never, right? And I'm just so keen to show you that you don't need to be perfect to make progress. You don't need to be perfect before you do something. If you have a certain timeline that you intend to stick to and you kind of miss it or stuff up in some way, just keep going. It really doesn't matter at the end of the day. As long as you keep going and as long as you have the best intentions, that is what matters. That is what counts. That is what is going to help you keep moving forward. So there's a development site next door to me and it's been vacant for a while and they've decided to start building, I think it's a display suite at the moment because it's definitely not the actual development. It's going to be a massive tower and it's really annoying because I like to make videos, I like to record podcasts and it's noisy. So apologies if you hear random noise. I've tried to choose a time where they don't seem to be doing anything, but you know how it is. As soon as I start recording, they literally start making their noise. Anyway, we're going to keep going and we'll try and work around it. But yeah, apologies if you do hear anything kind of annoying. So we're coming back to having some kind of structure in this episode. We're going to start with physical fitness, then move on to mental fitness and mindset, and then leave it with energetics, which I love talking about. I'm especially excited to talk about it today because I feel like the more I journal and the more I go through my life and test the limits and test the universe almost, I understand it better and I've had some breakthroughs recently, which I'll touch on. But anyway, we're going to start with physical fitness and I wanted to talk about this idea of calorie counting being obsessive. Because one of my clients actually reached out to me and was struggling with the fact that she felt like she had to kind of hide the fact she was counting calories from those around her because they don't understand it. And this is what you need to understand, right? Everyone is doing things at their level of understanding. And if you are around people that don't really value changing, if they don't value their health or they don't value their body, and they don't want to keep growing and improving themselves, then it's very likely that your level of understanding is going to be different to theirs. And where it clashes is where you might then get judgment from them based on the actions you are taking. And I know that can be really, really hard to deal with. Trust me, I know. And often, you know, the universe, I think, will help you out by removing those people from your life. I know that was the case for me in terms of a lot of my fitness journey and even my business journey, especially. I have been shocked by how many people, you know, previous friends have been pulled away from me. Like they've just kind of dropped out of my life because they haven't been on that same level as me anymore. And I feel like I'm going through another kind of evolution of that in terms of the people I'm now attracting into my life based on my new energy and my new level of understanding. And it's really fun, but you have to go through that period of losing and people falling away to then make room for the new people to come in. And that can be really hard, but don't be scared if that starts to happen. And in the meantime, if you are hanging around people that don't understand what you're doing and are likely to then judge it in a negative way, you have to make a decision. Do you want to get where you're going and do you want to change, or do you want to stay the same and stay on that same level as those around you? And maybe for some of you, you can get to that next level and still stay, you know, friends or whatever with these people. But in a lot of cases, that isn't going to happen as you continue progressing and growing. And so it is a decision, like, do you want to do what is right for you? Or do you want to let these people hold you back? And that's on you, right? Only you can choose to live your life how you want to. But please just don't let people hold you back. It is not worth it. We get one life. It goes very fast. Like, I cannot believe I'm turning 37 this year. And I wish, like, so much of my 20s was spent or was wasted worrying about food and then worrying about what other people would think of me. And it's been a massive journey of kind of just taking leaps and learning how to become confident enough in myself to do what was right for me in that moment and not worry about what other people would think of me and not care about their judgment. And it's really hard when you start, but the more you do it, the more you start to break away and the more you like stop caring about that judgment from people that at the end of the day don't even matter, really. I know that can sound a bit mean if you're like best friends with someone and you're like, okay, I don't care about how they're judging me, but they don't, you matter. Like, you have to put yourself first, especially if you want something and you want to grow and change, because like you have to put yourself first in that situation. Otherwise, you are going to stay unhappy because you want something and you are not going for it, and you're allowing yourself to stay stuck in a situation, and you're going to put the blame on everyone else, you're going to make excuses. But yeah, it all comes back to you. If you want something, you are capable. You need to go and get it though, and stop holding yourself back and stop letting other people hold you back. So coming back to this calorie counting thing, right? Other people don't get it. Maybe in the past it has been like a tool that they've tried, and because they've used it in the wrong way with the wrong intention, they've found it to be obsessive or a negative thing. And maybe they have heard stories from people around them that, you know, they developed eating disorders because of it and all of that. You can use calorie counting in a very negative way. That is true. You can use it to restrict yourself, or you can use it in a positive way as a tool to help you learn more about food and what you can include in your diet while still making progress towards your goals. You can use it as a tool to ensure that you are eating around the right amount of food to achieve your goals, because at the end of the day, that matters a lot if you want to change your body. And you can use it as a tool to help guide you, right? And that is what I always say to my clients. You need to use those numbers to guide you, not to control you. And that is very different when you start doing it that way. And it's also very different when you calculate your calorie requirements properly and you set yourself up with a realistic target, right? If you just pull out of the air 1200 calories because that's what you've heard works for weight loss, and so that's what you start aiming for, it is very likely not going to work for you. You are going to feel miserable and you are probably going to become obsessive, maybe, and you're looking at things the wrong way, right? So because you haven't used an appropriate target. If you give yourself the right target for your body and your goals and your mindset as well, then it is going to help you, if anything, so long as you have that intention of letting the numbers guide you. And, you know, a lot of you at the end of the day are trying to lose fat, eating too little food. As soon as you give yourself more food, it creates more freedom and flexibility in your diet, and you're not going to feel shit as well at the end of the day. Like, if you're not eating enough, if you're not fueling yourself right, then you are not going to feel great. And sometimes you don't even realize you feel so shit until you start to eat more and you realize what good feels like. So that's what I want to say about calorie counting. It doesn't have to be obsessive. It can help you. It helped me get out of my eating disorder. So don't let other people stop you from doing what you need to do. If calorie counting is something that you choose to use, then use it the right way, have the right intention, and I think it's totally fine. If other people don't understand it and you try and explain it and they still don't get it, don't worry about it. Like, that's their choice and you're making your choices, and everyone can be happy doing that. I think that's a really good question to journal on though, if you want to grow and change various aspects of your life. Where are you letting judgment from other people who simply do not understand you hold you back? And when you dig into that question and see how it could be showing up, then you're going to hit some gold in terms of what you kind of need to let go of and what fears you need to overcome still in order to move forward. And I know I still let judgment from other people, as much as I come on here and say don't care about what other people think, I still care too much in certain aspects of my life, and it's something I'm always working on. And I think it's always going to be a work in progress for me, right? Like, I don't think I'll ever get to a point where I simply don't care at all, but I'm always improving in that aspect, and as a result, I'm always kind of overcoming new fears that come up as I get to each new level and working through those and then getting to a new level and constantly growing, because I am able to understand that judgment and then let go of it and realize that I don't want it to hold me back. And so I either have that choice of letting it or moving forward and doing the thing that scares me anyway. Alright, so moving on to this mental fitness segment, I want to talk about motivation, because I have been so motivated recently, and that was following a phase of not having much motivation at all. Like, 2023 was a really hard year for me in so many ways, and I definitely learned a lot. I grew a lot. I'm grateful for all the lessons and what I went through looking back now, but it was a hard year. I was not motivated for a lot of it. I was living in anxiety for a lot of it and stressed out. Even though I didn't really realize how much I was stressed at the time, I was around dumb things as well. It's usually always something silly, isn't it? When we look back on it, it's very easy to look back on something in hindsight and be like, why was I worried about that? But in the moment, I know it's hard, trust me. But anyway, I'm finally motivated again. I feel like I've got my spark for life back, and it feels amazing. And I think something that is really important to understand when it comes to motivation is that it does come from action. And I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, why am I so motivated again? And I think a lot of the reason is that I'm doing more. I'm way more social than what I was last year. I'm doing more work. I'm doing more activity. I'm fitting more into my day, and I'm becoming more of a yes person. Now, I know a lot of you need to become a no person because you are giving your energy away too easily to other people. So what I mean by becoming a yes person is I'm doing more to help myself, right? I am putting more effort into doing things that in the moment I maybe tell myself I don't have the energy for, I'm too tired, or I just don't feel like it, I can't be bothered. Rather than falling for that excuse, I am like, no, I'm a yes person, I'm a doer, I'm gonna do it anyway. And sometimes I'm like, how am I doing so much? Or maybe it's too much. But then I start to think about what is rest and when do you actually need rest, right? And it's something I really am trying to learn to balance better, because since learning about this ADHD thing, I have really seen how it shows up in terms of a cycle of burnout that I seem to go through. But yeah, there's a lot to think about when it comes to rest, right? And something that really resonates with me, I can't remember where I heard this, but it comes down to the fact that if you are sitting around all day on a computer doing work, and then you go home and you sit down, you have dinner, and then you sit down and you scroll on your phone, you think you're resting from the work that you've done, and you think that because you're mentally tired, you think you need to just rest for the night. But really, you are not resting your body by sitting down. Like, going for a walk, moving your body, going to gym, that would be resting your body, because your body has been sitting all day or just lying about. So that has been really eye-opening to me in terms of when I'm feeling tired and I'm just like lying around and can't really be bothered going to yoga, I'm like, you know what? I actually need a rest from the environment I'm in. I need to get out. I need a rest from just lying around doing nothing. So I'm going to go to yoga, even though I don't feel like it, even though I am tired and I think I don't have the energy for it. You know what happens when I get there? I feel good, I connect with people, and I leave feeling energized. I leave feeling so much better. So motivation comes from taking action. You need to become a yes person if you want to gain more motivation, and that's how you end up getting more. And then it's really fun, right? Because you start to see the results in your life, not just in terms of your energy and how you're feeling, but when you do more, you're going to improve. You're going to see how it changes your life if you're doing the right things. Like, for example, yoga, right? Yoga has been so beneficial to my head and to my energy and to my body, and it's complementing the weight training, and it's just been so good for me. But I didn't start out loving yoga. I didn't want to go. A lot of the times I don't want to go still, but I am a lot more motivated to go now because I know how it has helped me feel better, and I know that I am improving and I have got a lot better, and so I'm actually starting to enjoy it more. But you have to go through that phase of potentially not feeling good at something, not enjoying it so much, feeling like it's not really doing anything. You have to go through that and force yourself to get there anyway, to then start to see some benefits and start to notice how it's changing you. And then that is going to help give you more motivation to keep going. And it's just like a positive feedback loop cycle, right? And yeah, if you don't, like if you keep stopping and if you don't take the action first, then you're always going to be wishing for more motivation and just wishing for it, right? And maybe you'll get a little spark, but it's not going to really sustain you for very long. So remember, motivation is a feeling, it's fleeting. I am making the most of it while I've got it, and I'm trying to stay in this positive feedback loop by taking more action and continuing to take action and continuing to do things that maybe make me feel a bit uncomfortable and maybe I don't necessarily feel like doing. Like when I say I'm feeling more motivated than ever, it's an overall thing. In the moment, still sometimes I'm not motivated to go to gym or go to yoga or go running or anything else I've started. But overall, and because I go anyway, I am feeling a lot more motivated from all the action I've been taking. You know what I just realized? I thought this podcast was super late because I thought it was March already. I forgot that we're still in February. Like, how does my brain even do that? But like, literally, that is how my brain works sometimes. I am time blind. That is part of ADHD. And I really don't know how I run a business sometimes. But we do it. And I'm thankful though, my time blindness is, it usually works in advance, right? So as in, I think I don't have enough time, so I usually do things in advance and super early because I think it's going to take longer than it does. So as a result, I'm usually way ahead of schedule and I'm always on time then or super early. But a lot of people, it works the other way, where they're always late because they don't start soon enough. Anyway, we're going to get on to talking about my favorite topic now, which is energetics. I absolutely love this, especially as I learn more about it and how it shows up in my own life, and then how it's showing up in like my clients' lives as well. It's just really fun for me to see and to understand it better. And when you do, everything becomes so much easier, and you just like literally magic happens in your life when you get into the right energy. And when you do this key thing, which is what I often miss and where I often go wrong, like part of why last year was so hard is because I was living in fear of uncertainty and trying to control things to have that certainty, and I wasn't surrendering to what was happening. I was trying to take over and I couldn't understand why things were going the way they were, and I couldn't control it at the end of the day, and so I was making it hard. But when you just surrender to the process and you kind of get into this flow state of trusting the guidance that is coming your way and just going with it, even if it doesn't make sense, when you do that, everything becomes easy. And seriously, like the best things show up in your life. And I think that's partly why I'm so motivated now and feeling really excited for life again, is because I've come back to that surrender and I'm just fully trusting. And it's not just a matter of me talking, I like feel it. And when things happen now, I don't react how I was reacting last year. Like when something unexpected happens, or something kind of, I would say, bad happens. Like I've been having so many issues with my rental property and bad news after bad news. And now when I get the bad news, I'm just like, I don't get anxious over it anymore. I'm just like, okay, this is happening for me somehow. I can't see how yet, but I'm sure I'll look back in a year's time or maybe 2 years' time and it'll make more sense. So we'll just keep going with it. I'm surrendered, I'm protected still, and everything is going to be fine. So I really don't need to worry. I am back there and it feels so good to have found that place again and to have that deep trust and to kind of just embrace uncertainty. And when you do that, the magic, like I cannot stress, the magic comes in. And that's why I'm excited, because I know that things are uncertain for me right now, right? Like I've got this development site going up next door, which means when my lease comes up in August, I'm gonna have to move again because I can't stay in this apartment while they build next door to me. It's gonna annoy me too much. And yeah, it's like, where am I gonna go? Rents are so expensive and they've only got more expensive. If I stayed here, I could probably get a rent discount or at least not have an increase because I would complain about it. You know, they probably want to keep me here because of the construction next door and it's going to make it hard to find someone. But yeah, I'm just going to embrace uncertainty, and there's so many options and it's a bit scary, but it's going to work out. Like, I don't know how yet, but I just know the right thing will come up and I don't even really need to think about it. But for a while there, I was thinking about it. I was worried about it. And I wanted that certainty of knowing where I was going to go. And it's the same with potentially going overseas, right? I wanted to know that, okay, is this going to happen or not? And I was stressing about it without even really realizing it. And then I kind of just said, this is silly. I'm missing out on now and how good things are now because I am worrying about next month or in a few months' time or later in the year, right? So I think it's something really good to ask yourself, where are you missing out on, or what are you missing out on now because you're worrying about something next week or something that hasn't even happened yet? You're just making up these stories in your head. And what I always love thinking about as well is we so easily make up stories to scare ourselves or make up worst case scenarios when we are faced with uncertainty and we're trying to create certainty in our life. We go the opposite way of how we should. We should be like living a little bit delusional and creating stories in our head of what could go right and all the great things that could happen from this uncertainty. And so that is what I'm choosing to do as well, right? Like, I don't know where I'm going to be living come August. And guys, I'm really sick of moving, honestly, but it's not my time yet to settle. That's just how it is. And the uncertainty, like, it's maybe I won't have a home, I don't know, but the potential around that is so exciting, right? Like, I can put all my stuff in storage and I can go overseas for a month, and then I can go somewhere else for a month, and then maybe I'll go visit my family for a month and spend more time with them. Like, there's just so many options. And I know I'm lucky because I have a job that allows me to do that. But even so, whatever situation you're in, if there's some kind of uncertainty, there is potential in that. And you just have to learn how to see it and stop buying into the fear and live your life out of love rather than out of fear. And yeah, watch what happens when you do. Like, the best things happen when you do that, when you face or embrace uncertainty, and when you fully surrender and you just trust and you enjoy every single moment. Do not waste your life missing out on now because you're chasing what's next or you're worrying about what's next. If you look at what is good right now, you are going to get more good things. If you are living in a state of gratitude for even the smallest mundane things in your life, then you will end up getting more good things. You will bring in more abundance. If you are living seeing everything as I'm bored because everything's mundane, I'm not making any progress, like why is this happening to me? I can't do this, or everything is going wrong all the time. I'm so stressed. I can't even think straight. If that is how you're living, then you are only going to attract more of that into your life. Full stop. So start practicing playing with life again. And the way I'm approaching things now is I've gone back to that whole life is a game. You can play it or you can choose to kind of be a victim of it. And it's much more fun to play with it. So that is where I'm going to leave you for this episode. I hope you enjoyed. I hope it helps you some way. And I will speak to you in the next episode.